Temiskaming's successful junior hockey team is up for sale. Pascal Labronky, the sole owner of the Temiskaming Titans who play in the non-sanctioned Greater Metro Junior, A, Hockey League has put out a for sale sign for his franchise that he has owned as a sole owner for 6 years. He has been part of the Titans ownership group for more than a decade. For me, this is a hobby, Labronky told BetaDay.ca. A hobby, after a while you want to do something else. I do have other businesses and now I have less time for the Titans, and as a solo owner it is just too much of my time. You have to invest a lot of time and I don't have any more time for the team. The Titans, who have called Le Centre, in Temiskaming home for 13 years, traditionally pack the rink for Titans home games. The team even captured the league championship in 2022 and in 2015. Labronky admits the process has been slow so far, with only one serious inquiry. I did my time, we won, so I want to pass it to a new group, he said. When you are there for a while, people take it for granted. They don't think the team is going to disappear, and so far I have only had one guy who has inquired seriously about the team. Labronky says he will not go public with what he is looking for dollar-wise for his GMHL franchise. I will only talk dollars with certain people, he said. I have an open mind. If it is a local person or a group, I can stick around and help as a minor shareholder to stay maybe another year, but I do not want to have the full responsibility. Dennis LaCourse, a former part owner of the Titans and community leader, is hoping someone steps up to keep the franchise alive in Temiskaming. On March 3, 2024, the Titans might have played their last game in the league, LaCourse stated on social media. As most of you must be aware by now, the team is for sale. As a previous owner and now full-time volunteer, I sincerely hope that someone will come forward with an offer so that the Titans tradition will continue. Labronky has set a timeline of the end of April to find a buyer. He has paid his league dues for 2024-25 in case he has to take a one-year leave of absence and use that time to find a new owner for the start of the 2025-26 season. I want the team to stay in town and continue to have a team here, he said.